This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Communities around the state are getting funds to help encourage more homeowners to build accessory dwelling units. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The state is awarding close to $1 million in grants to 7 communities. It's part of a larger effort to expand Colorado's supply of smaller, more affordable housing. Colorado passed a law last year requiring larger cities to allow ADUs. Only communities in compliance with that law were eligible for the grants. Grand Junction received the largest grant, $325,000. Other communities that won grants include Superior, Larimer County, Glenwood Springs, Fruita, Brighton, and Longmont. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A number of conservative Colorado school board members lost re-election earlier this month. Chair of the Colorado Democrats, Shad Murib, says the state party can't treat local elections as nonpartisan anymore.
I think the next frontier of Colorado politics is local. And we have been building infrastructure in rural and red and blue communities focused on these school board and city council races.
School boards in Denver, Aurora, Jefferson County, and Mesa County were among those to see candidates backed by teachers' unions win against outspoken conservatives. Snow is likely in some mountain communities today, including Vail. Vail, you're sitting at 30 degrees right now, but in most of the state, whatever precipitation falls will likely be rain in the evening.